This Sewell Extras episode features climate activist and crew coordinator for Earth Guardians, Aidan Ferris, recorded live at the global event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2016.
Hey, I know, super exciting life I lead, right? So I'm Aidan Ferris, I'm 22 years old and I'm from New York and I work with this organization called Earth Guardians. And we are a tribe of young activists, artists, and musicians from across the globe stepping up as leaders and co-creating the future that we know is possible. So basically, that's a long-winded way of saying that we use our passions to make a difference. We think that it's important that, you know, wherever you are, whatever you love to do, you use it to understand that we live in a changing world and we need to change the systems as well. So I'm from this place, this beautiful place called the Catskill Mountains. And I'm just gonna tell you a little bit about how I discovered Earth Guardians. So that's me. When I was a teenager, I was pretty materialistic and consumeristic and I just wanted to go shopping and go to the mall and I wanted to move to New York City and live and be on Broadway or something. And then when I was 15 years old, I saw the movie Avatar. Yes, the one about the blue people. And it blew my mind because what I saw wasn't this futuristic movie about this other planet. What I saw was what we were doing to our own planet. And up until that point, I had never been interested or cared at all about something like deforestation. So this is what I saw in the movie, was Indonesia and Malaysia being destroyed by palm oil. And so because of that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed. What do? I don't know, there's no outlets. And then I was like, well, wait. Instead of letting this issue control my life, why don't I just decide to do something about it? So I started learning about the issues and there's a lot of really terrible stuff going on, a lot of really scary projects. And I thought, well, I can follow the same path that everybody is supposed to follow. You know, go to college, get a degree in something I don't really care about, get a lot of student debt, and get married and have kids and whatever. And then I was like, but that's not really me and that's not what I wanna do and I wanna use my life to do something important. And I started seeing how climate change wasn't just this far off thing that was affecting polar bears and the melting ice caps. It was actually affecting the Northeast where I'm from and my home. And that picture is from New Jersey right after Hurricane Sandy. And yes, there is a roller coaster in the ocean, and that's me. It was like it was a disaster scene, and it was like from a movie. I was like, whoa, climate change hitting the shores of the U.S. It was the first time that the subway had ever flooded in New York. And so I joined this program, AmeriCorps, and I traveled around the U.S. to do volunteer service, and I wasn't really doing anything that I actually loved, except for when we had the room to do our own projects, which was like planting trees or building houses or something. But it gave me the room to research what I really cared about. And so when I got out of that program, I went to a community college and I was like, I really need to get more involved in the activist movement. So I started going to marches and I started getting petitions signed. But when I was in high school, I was doing all of those things, but there were no other young people in my area who were also doing them. And that was really isolating for me. I was like, how do I do any of this if none of my peers care? What's wrong with everybody? And I just got angry and I shut down. So then when I went to this march in 2014, I was about 19 or 20, and I saw that there were other young people who were doing the same thing that I was doing. And I met this guy, and he was 14. Or 13 at this march, and he said this quote, "The power to make a difference does not come from the political leaders or presidents or Congress. The power comes from us, the people, and our generation is rising to protect the earth and create the world we deserve to inherit." So that's Jutesca Martinez. And that was the first time in my life that I had ever heard somebody younger than me talk about climate change and who actually cared to make a difference and who was. This kid started speaking about climate change when he was 6 years old. So it was really inspiring for me. And I was like, yeah, I can do it. There are other people who are doing it. That's me in a tree, of course. And so I researched the organization and found this program called RISE, Rising Youth for a Sustainable Earth. So naturally I applied, and it was the first time in my life that I really dove into a network of other young people from across the United States who were creatively approaching the problems that we face in our world. There's me, Jutesca, sitting on my lap, so that was funny. And then I started to look more into the organization, and I realized that it wasn't just RISE and it wasn't just in America. This is a global movement of young people all over the world. There's thousands of people who are taking leadership into their own hands and saying, you know what? Obviously, those people who are leading our world, they don't care about us. They don't care about our future, because if they did, they wouldn't be letting large industries cut down the forests, or they wouldn't be letting us overfish the world's fish population, or any of that. But they're doing it because they get profit. So we were like, oh my gosh, there are other leaders. And it was the first time in my life that I wasn't alone and I felt empowered. So I went home and I started my own crew, because that's what you do when you get involved with Earth Guardians. You can start your own crew in your community. We empower young people to take action and leadership, and that is by thinking globally but acting locally. So knowing that your actions that you take in your own community ripple out to the rest of the world. So we started our crew, and it was the first time that young people in my community had a platform for their voices to be heard. And that was really empowering for a lot of people. And so then I was thinking, and I realized that we can't fix the problems that we face by using the same tools that created them. Imagination and creativity are our best allies, meaning that while I wanted everybody in high school to be an activist, that's just completely unrealistic. Like, that's not what everybody's passionate about. While, yes, I personally will go and lay down in front of a pipeline and wait to get arrested until, you know, they shut down the pipeline, not everybody wants to do that. And so we need to be creative and use our passions in order to bring forth the change that we want to see. So one of the ways Earth Guardians uses our passions is through music. So Earth Guardians is also an eco hip hop group. And I'm just gonna play you a short video.
Trapped in the concrete jungle, sinking deeper, I'm going under. Machines come loud as thunder, the earth's resources we plunder, and some people turn away. But I raise my voice and say, who will be left for my generation at the end of the day? If a tree falls in the forest, does anyone bother to listen? This is the people's darkest hour, we must make the right decision. Extinction or salvation, global deforestation. Are we the ancient guardians of this long lost nation?
I wasn't born in the year of the panda, I was born in the year of the concrete plot.
We can break them.
We can break these locks and chains.
Come on, yeah.
I wasn't born in the year of the panda. I was born in the year of the concrete block. We can break these locks and chains.
We can break them.
We can break these locks and chains.
So let's break them. We slash and we burn. What will we ever learn? The forest catches fire. Small part of us will burn. I'm not the Lorax, but I still speak.
part of the land. When I climb into a tree, I hold a flower in my hand. One with the earth, I'm one with the land.
We hold the future of our earth in all of our hands. I'll stand tall like a tree in the forest that I love. To protect my only hope, to protect all that I love.
Don't cut down my tree.
Don't destroy my only home.
Don't cut down my forest.
So I'm not gonna show the whole video because limited time, only have 20 minutes and all that jazz. But yeah, that's Shuta Scott's passion is music. And that's what he uses to let the world know about the issues that he sees and wants to inspire people through music. Music is one of the universal things that we can all connect with no matter where you're from. But music isn't everybody's passion, right? So maybe you really love legislation and you want to be involved in government, which is a thing. People love that. So you can sue the federal government if you want to. And a lot of young people don't know that. So 21 youth in the United States decided that they were going to file a lawsuit against the federal government for not protecting our right to a healthy atmosphere based on the public trust doctrine. And this is monumental. Young people aren't taught in school that we have the ability to do this. We're told that, oh, when you're 18 years old, then you can really make a difference, then you can get involved, that's when you can vote. But actually, no, we're here right now. And in every single instance, we have the ability to make choices. And that's tremendous power. And once young people get involved, we actually have way more power than the adults. It's just that we need to realize that we have it and then use it. So Eat Squatly, Shuta Scott's always talking. He has a really loud voice. Eat Squatly, his younger brother, was like, well, I don't really feel like shouting anymore. I don't feel like trying to get people to constantly hear me. I'm just gonna stop talking. So this 11-year-old kid was like, I'm gonna stop talking, and he didn't talk for 45 days. Until world leaders, meaning each and every single one of us, took action in our own lives on climate change. And again, it showed this massive global network of young people who were not even young people, but people of all ages who were ready to take a vow of silence or wear a green wristband. I still have mine on it, but this was back in 2014. And so he started a petition where we brought to COP21, which is the UN climate talks, which is crazy because that means that they've been talking about climate change for 21 years. That's my entire life. And I just think that's crazy. So again, young people, when they get involved in things, all of a sudden, the world starts to change. And it shows that we're not constrained within the box of society. When we decide that we're gonna do something, the world is like, no, 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 you can't do that, you can't do that. But that's only because the world doesn't want you to do that, because it's gonna make a difference. So through Earth Guardians, I started my crew, I joined RISE, and then they hired me as the global crew director. And so I have been working with young people all over the world to address the issues in their communities, but it's not just about climate change. All of the issues are connected that we face today. There's intersections in all work. So whether you're interested in social justice, whether you're interested in environmental justice, whether you care about the LGBTQ gender rights movement or the feminine movement, whatever it is, there's an intersection and we all need to work together. So in their own communities, this is one of our most active crews in Africa. They've started this massive campaign of tree planting where within the last year they've planted over 200,000 trees. And it's like incredible to watch that. And this is all young people just taking action. In Bhutan, they've done a very similar thing. And that they're again one of our most active crews. And most of these young people are under the age of 25, just taking the world by storm. They did a massive cleanup. They had hundreds of people planting trees. But you know, it's about using your creativity to make a difference, regardless of what that is. In New York, we decided to We used art. We did permaculture gardens. We had film screenings. We give presentations to young people in high schools about what climate change is, because a lot of people don't really understand the science behind it. We use music. And through all of that, we decided that we get our own office space to encourage entrepreneurship within our community. Because again, it's not about being an activist. Obviously, not everybody has the same goals and has the same passions. But the point is that when you do find your passion, use it, because we are in a dramatically changing world, and we have to change with it. We have to change the systems, or we're not going to be able to live here. And this is the only planet we have, right? So in Paris, we were at the COP21, and there are a lot of agreements floating around, and the world leaders came to this agreement, and everybody, all of the mainstream media, said that it was this monumental thing, and it wasn't, and it was just a cop-out again. And so on the last day, over 800 youth from the accredited zone and the non-accredited zone all converged outside of COP and was like, hey, time's up. And we're turning our back on this process, and we're looking towards the future, understanding, like Kenneth said, that we're in the present moment and we can't keep waiting. We need to be here now and take action now. So, in the light of a collapsing world, what better time to be born than now? Because this generation gets to rewrite history. We will be known as the generation that brought forth a healthy, just, and sustainable world for every generation to come. And yeah, we're the future generations, right? But we're here right now. And we need to use that. And this is a video that we made while we were in Paris.
This is a message to the youth. Climate change is one of the greatest issues of our time, and we must act now so generations in the future will never have to fight the way that we have today. My name is Xiutes Catonatiu, 15-year-old indigenous environmental eco-hip-hop artist spokesperson, and I'm here in Paris with the COP21 United Nations Summit representing the voice of youth. As an individual, as a 15-year-old, as a student, as an activist, as an artist, have the power in my life to make a difference. All eyes are on the decisions that are coming out of this summit. There's gonna be leaders here making decisions on climate change and about the way that the world's gonna work in the future.
We have the solutions at our fingertips. We have the innovation, the creativity, and the passion that we need to bring forth a healthy, just, sustainable world for every generation to come.
Regardless of what happens, the people are ready to carry forth the momentum, the energy, the movement necessary to change the world after COP21.
I'm currently in a lawsuit to hold the Obama administration and several branches of the federal government of the United States accountable for violating my constitutional right to a healthy atmosphere. I am suing the president. I am suing the president.
People think that the people in power have fancy titles behind their names, president, prime minister. Those are the people that will make a difference in the world. But what we've seen time and time again throughout history, it is people that stand up in the streets, that stand up in the courts, that fight for what we believe in.
This is not about money, this is not about politics, this is not about power, this is about my future.
It is your responsibility as a member of this generation to do something about this movement. I'm not asking everyone to go out and be activists. Do what you love to do. Use those things to connect with your community and make a difference. Regardless of what happens, the people are ready to carry forth the momentum, the energy, the movement necessary to change the world after COP21. So my message is this. It starts with one person, but it grows into a movement. So join the movement, use your voice, use your passion. Tell the world leaders why they need to listen to you and remind them who the real leaders are.
So, like Liam decided he was going to make a chocolate factory, and like Kenneth decided that he was going to create new technology inspired by what his grandfather was dealing with, You have the power in your life to figure out what your passions are and then use it to make a difference. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't because, or that you're too young or that you can't make a difference, because we are doing it every single day in every aspect of our life. And we are Generation Rise. And, you know, if you want to start a crew, you can. If you don't, that's awesome too. But, like, we're everywhere. The world is our oyster, right? So, thank you.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.